The traveling man, Jason Kanz, is back from his latest journey to the Chicago area. What, Elgin, Illinois, right?
Illinois, yes. Got back yesterday late morning, so a little bit exhausted. I spent most of my day on the couch yesterday.
Okay.
After the weekend, so...
I dropped your daughter off after a dance. Her and Elena were at a dance recital watching that on Friday night. And even in the dark, I could tell how long that No Mo May grass is on your front lawn.
Yeah, Heather finally knocked it all down.
Okay.
So she messaged me. I think she waited until I was out of town and said, that's it. It's going. So the back still needs to be done.
But, okay.
It took its. I think when we got to the point where we probably needed a farmer to come in and chop it with a hay chopper, it was plenty long. So.
In Liberia, I mean, they don't have toros. They usually use machetes to cut the grass. So.
Yeah, it could have gotten to that.
I know.
But
no.
I waited until the end of May. So.
Well, yeah. I do want to hear. Tell us about the conference you were at.
Yeah, so I went to a conference called Restore 2022.
Yeah.
Restoring Faith in God and the Church. And it was a conference in Elgin, as we said, at Judson University. And it was a lot of discussion about spiritual abuse, about church hurt, and that sort of thing. And a number of really, really excellent speakers there. And I think it's probably the first conference that I remember going to where I went to and actually enjoyed every speaker.
Wow.
That was there. And yeah, it was really, really exceptional. A couple hundred people there probably, and well-known trauma experts like Diane Langberg were there. There was folks associated with Ravi Zacharias Ministries, who were there, who had been kind of caught up in the scandal within the last couple of years. Scott McKnight, well-known New Testament theologian.
He's great.
He's really, really good. He wrote a book called The Church Called Tove. And,
right. Because his daughter, Laura, and him wrote that, and she was attending Willow Creek for 20 years, and after what went on with Bill Hybels and his exit... That book followed, so, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently they are working or finishing up a second book on how to promote Tov culture in churches. And Tov is a Hebrew word that means goodness. And so apparently there was some conflict over whether to use the word Tov. The publishers didn't want it, and Dr. McKnight had said, use the word around your offices for a couple of weeks and see if it sticks. And they decided to stay with the word Tov. And so it was exhausting and really good and exhausting. I didn't do a whole lot yesterday at all. So
yeah. I want to just say the importance of that, though. I think because, I mean, especially coming out of the pandemic, I think different things shaking and breaking in the church on a variety of levels. Disagreements about when we do, how soon should we return? Should we wear masks? You know, I'd seen one particular presentation during that time where we had six different pastors with six different takes all across the country, from John MacArthur to Andy Stanley and everybody in between. And I know, you know, and now kind of the going back to church and what that looks like. And that's just part of it. There's other things. And we've had some of these sexual scandals and other things, financial. And I think, you know, so often it can be, we have this concern about the image, but of ourselves or the church. But I think it sounds like this Restore Conference is about, like, we need to deal with the truth. We need to deal with what's really there, because if we want to be genuinely healthy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We can't deal with, you know, with cancer with a Band-Aid. You know, I think that's part of the, we have to really get to the root of what's going on. And I think that's part of what the church is or what this conference was calling for. So.
All right. So it's a lot to take in. I saw some of the quotes you're posting on social media. So.
There were many. Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, here's the thing.
Still processing.
On my weekend, I was on Saturday, intending to take a overdue library book back. It, but in the process, I saw a sign that said two words, book sale.
And oh, man.
It was a library used book sale outdoors, a little chilly, but I was there Saturday. And here's the thing. When you go to a sale and it's $2 for the hardcover, $1 for the paperback, and I mean, I got this giant Chase's Almanac. It's got, like, all these different things. It's wonderful for morning radio shows. Like, it's got birthdays and events.
Sure.
It was the Chase's Almanac 2021 for a dollar. I felt like nice. I was stealing. And that's the great thing about used book sales, and you know that, is that you get these treasures, right? You go, you'd pay $25 for this new, and here it's for $2 or $1.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a no wonder we have a problem.
Right. And the thing is, and there's a full acknowledgement, and you know, my wife doesn't, she's just like, well, she buys yesterday, she went right with me because yesterday was get as much as you want for donation, and it's traditionally you get a bag full for $5, and I've told you about this sale,
right?
It's as good as you get. And the bottom line is, she's like, she's buying 3 bags worth for Liberia to send over all kids books, you know, and God bless her, but I'm loading up and she, and I'm like, yeah, I can't read as, I don't read as much as Jason, but I'm always trying to improve in it, you know? So anyhow.
Yeah. Awesome.
What is it? Bibliophile? The love of books?
Yes. Bibliophile.
Yeah. All right. I'll confess to that. So, all right. Anyhow, thank you. I'll share my treasures with you and we'll talk again tomorrow morning. Jason Kahn's back from Illinois and it sounds like a fine conference. All right. Good morning to Drew Fralick in the great state of Michigan. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How's it going?
You know, you're not the only guy I'm talking to who has ties to Detroit this morning. Ben Carson, our guest in 90 Minutes, talking about his new book, Created Equal. He lived in Detroit with his mom and his family, and then he moved to Boston after his parents got divorced years ago, and then moved back to Detroit. So it's Detroit, you just can't, once you, you know.
Detroit-themed show. You're talking to Ben Carson in a couple hours?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Wow, I share the radio stage with it's hard to go from Ben Carson to me, but
that's great. Actually, he was impressed to hear that we were talking to you every Monday. So, you know, kind of the way that works.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he's a regular reader of the blog. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, we'll only have him for a few minutes this morning. But yeah, it looks like a really thought-provoking new book called Created Equal. But, you know, kind of by accident, I stumbled upon something in talking to you last week. And again, you're 20 years my junior. We share the same birthday, June 12th. I'm going to be 58 this year. You're going to be a young 38. Caleb, who I co-host with, he's in after 7. This happened on him, too, because you'd been to Canada. And so since we like to talk comedy a lot here, both, you know, comedic observations and such. And so since you were coming back from Canada, I said, hey, who's the funniest Canadian? And you went to, like, Dana Carvey, right, or something like that.
And Russell Peters or something. Yeah.
I thought Rich Little, and you were just, you kind of, it was empty, and then you moved on, and I was like, hold it, I just completely lost you. And you acknowledged I did. You had no idea. And so.
Well, I was being polite, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Hey, what else is going on?
Right. No, I understand. And same thing, I dropped it on Caleb. He's going to turn 35 on Thursday, so all the listeners were playing a big birthday blowout here on the morning show. But, Rich is like for years, and it's kind of a dividing line of if you're old or not, if you even respond to Rich Little. So here is an interview with him, just a little bit of a start of an interview with Tracy Smith of CBS a year ago. Just give this a listen.
Is it true that when you became a U.S. citizen, the judge asked you to do it in a John Wayne voice?
Yeah. He said, I'm going to swear you in as John Wayne. So I got up there and I said, well, mister, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, and don't crowd me.
So there you go, 82 years old, still doing impressions. Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I didn't know that he became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a, like you said, it's a bit of a Rorschach test for, you know, you those blots at the psychiatrist's office to see what you see. It's a bit of a Rorschach test for the generation.
Right, it is. It? I'm just going to say Rich Little and see who reacts, you know, so.
And John Wayne, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this may shock you or shock the listeners, but I've never seen a John Wayne movie before. I couldn't tell you a single one, you know.
Sure.
Is that, Is that, am I way out of line here?
You know, I mean, I think that's another dividing line, right? For many years, that was like unheard of. I would think that's probably, you know, increasingly the case, possibly. So I don't know.
John Wayne was a superstar, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was, what, like in the, what, the 60s, 70s? He was a superstar.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm behind the times and ahead of the times.
Anyhow, this idea.
That's good. We got some big birthdays coming up. That's going to be great.
Yep, that's
we'll
right.
We'll celebrate together. Watch John Wayne together.
We'll warm up with Caleb's this week, and we'll talk to you next week. Our friend Drew Frelick there from Michigan this morning on WWIB. The Whip Wake Up Show weekend recap here on a Monday. I'll start us off here. My weekend was, it started off three different things. Number one, my wife and I found a show. We found a show that we could both like, and it's been a while, I guess. You know, she has her preferences, I do.
Yeah.
And, I can enjoy things she likes, but maybe not to the degree. But we came across, it seemed to be a top view on Netflix called Lincoln Lawyer. It's basically.
Yes, I've started watching that too.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, cool. Well, we've all got this, and it
now
is
very good.
Now
we can be TV buddies.
It is, yes. Now, the downside is apparently they've only done one season, at least so far. But it said it's based on novels, so maybe there's more than one.
I remember reading a novel, and I think there was a movie with Matthew McConaughey, and I don't believe I've watched that. But
okay.
I remember starting that show, I don't know what it's been, a couple weeks ago now. I'm super excited that you're watching it, too. I really like it.
Yeah, and so that was number one. And then, we watched it some more Saturday night, so Elena could be brought up to speed. So we covered four episodes throughout the weekend. Secondly, the thing that really set my, it was a gift from the Lord. I was taking an overdue library book back on Saturday morning, only to see that precious sign that said book sale.
Yes.
There are few things greater on the planet than a used book sale, and nobody does it better than the library. It was $2 for hardcover, $1 for paperback. To benefit this show, I got a Chase's Almanac. This is a big, thick book you'll pay $35 or more for. I got it for $1 because it was deemed paperback.
Wow.
So that was a highlight.
And bargain shopper.
My wife got 3 bags of kids' books to send to Liberia on Sunday. And finally, as a family, 5 of us headed out to the Mycon Cinema and enjoyed some of their popcorn and more and watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. So there you go.
Nice. Nice. So, yeah, pretty full weekend for us. A couple trips up to Rice Lake. And so around Mother's Day, or actually on Mother's Day, we had planned to celebrate a couple of my niece's birthdays, but some sickness in the family prevented that from happening. So instead of combining Mother's Day and birthday, we combined graduation celebration with a couple birthdays on Saturday. So my older brother and his family came down from Park Falls, and we celebrated my niece's birthdays, Willow and Anya, and also celebrated my sister Promise, who graduated Saturday night.
Congratulations to her.
From UW Eau Claire, summa cum laude. Very proud of her music education. So if you're looking for a phenomenal music teacher in your school district, look out for my little sister's applications coming up soon. And also, hopefully I don't mess this up, my cousin April, a doctorate of nursing practice is what she graduated from. And hopefully I'm not messing that up, but extremely proud of her. She has been a working mother for many, many years as a single mother for several years as well, too. And just extremely proud of April and all that she's accomplished. She's someone who's burned the midnight oil, work really early.
Yeah.
She's mentioned listening to the station, you know, when she's heading in early, like while working and still working on this degree. So very proud of her. And yesterday, again, church and more hanging out with family, got in some of my early games on Saturday and Sunday of cornhole to try to get the arm and the shoulder back in action. And I feel like I'm starting to get into the groove a little bit for a summer full of cornhole. So
helpful to develop that rhythm, right? Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So lots of fun over the weekend. That's our weekend recap. How was yours? Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend, and thank you for being part of the WIB family.
It's a Monday morning here on WWIB, and Make Us Laugh Monday.
Frantically trying to find jokes to at least make you crack a grin.
You know, a lot of times they do reruns in the summer, so can we do rerun jokes?
Sure. If we ever had any that actually worked.
All right. Well, you want to start us off this morning?
Sure. Why not? A duck walks into the pharmacy to buy some chapstick. The pharmacist asks, "Will that be cash or charge?" And the duck replies, "Just put it on my bill."
I like
it. It's chapstick. And
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I accidentally changed my GPS voice to male. Now it just says, keep driving. It's around here somewhere. I don't know. Can you make jokes about asking for directions? Because that's not the case anymore. We don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've got a little life observation. Grapefruit juice tastes like orange juice that just got told it has to work on its day off.
Yeah. Really?
Okay, I like that one.
Hey,
your turn.
Did you hear about the guy who fell into the well? I heard why it happened. He couldn't see that well.
Oh, man. Well, according to a study, 9 out of 10 people who are afraid of hurdles get over it.
Very appropriate. We know the Big Rivers Conference Regionals is going on in Hudson today. So thinking about the hurdles, that's quite the event. And let's see. Finally, this morning, a pastor giving a children's sermon asked, why do you think I wear this collar? One child answered, because it kills ticks and fleas in up to 30 days.
There we go. Make us laugh Monday. We have a special birthday wish.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party.
It's your birthday.
Yes, Esperanza, celebrating a birthday today in the Ender household. She is 12 years old, so happy birthday to her today.
Hopefully you have an absolutely wonderful day, and Cody and your entire family wishing you a wonderful day, as does your WIB family, Esperanza. Hopefully it's a great, great sunshine-filled day for you.
Babysitting. I mean, it's a job that frequently in the past, I can go way back to when I was a kid, my mom or dad, if they were going to go out bowling on a Saturday night with friends or whatever it might be, they would get a babysitter.
I mean, that was probably my first, it had to be my first job ever in terms of actually getting paid to do something on a semi-regular basis would be babysitting. Absolutely.
Yeah, then maybe get a lawn cutting job or some snow shoveling, but babysitting. Yeah, I remember doing a little bit of it as well. And so the times, they are a-changing, because this is the headline that grabbed my attention and I think floored you. The headline, babysitting is now $18.05 an hour.
What goes on?
Now,
who can afford that?
I know that costs can vary. You know, urban areas a lot of times for a lot of things are higher. Here's the story. According to Care.com, the hourly cost of hiring a babysitter has increased from an average of $14.72 in 2020 to $18.05 an hour as of last month.
And the thing is, a lot of times, like the age that I was when I started babysitting, I had to be dropped off by my parents, or maybe brought home by the parents of the kids that I was babysitting, because this was before I was old enough for any other job. And so I couldn't drive. But back in that day, Halvel, I'm pretty sure my going rate was like $3 per kid per hour. So again, some of the families that had 3 or 4 kids, it's like, okay, then I can make a little bit more. But wow.
And some sitters, the really good ones, are commanding $25, maybe even $30 an hour.
Inflation is everywhere.
How do you tout yourself? Well, have you talked to the Johnson kids? I mean, they were really happy with me. I read them 7 books.
See, what my mom taught me when it came to babysitting is, you know, when the mom and dad go out to eat and you put the kids down and all that stuff too. And a lot of times the parents would say, hey, the TV's yours. Watch whatever you want.
Sure.
But my mom always taught me. She said, if there are dishes in the sink, you wash those dishes. And you make sure their house is spick and span. And when they come back and see the dishes are all cleaned up and the house is clean, she said, you will be invited back.
That's
worked
right.
Worked every time.
Good advice from mom there.
Yes, indeed. Wow.
Yeah.
$18 an hour for babysitting. It makes me think of those younger days, and maybe a lot of parents are shouting the same thing, just saying, I wanna.